live from the Morongo Casino Studios.
LA's number one morning talk show.
It's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. One of the stars of the most one of the most popular shows ever in sitcom history, Two and a Half Men, happens to be on the phone with us right now. It's Mr. John Cryer, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, John.
Hey, John.
Hey, how are you guys?
Pretty
so
good,
good,
man.
Well, let's make this interview about you.
All right. I like that.
This.
No one ever does that.
Nobody does that. See, I changed it up.
John, I love you. I have a question for you because you just finished reading your book to me, so that happened.
Oh, okay. So audiobook.
Okay.
Did you enjoy that? That was weird. It took me 4 days to record that.
I was going to ask you because, but when people say, oh, have you read John Cryer's book? So that happened. I say, yeah. Can I still say yeah, even though you read it to me?
Yes, absolutely. Proudly, you can say.
It is so good. And so many, like, surprises, too. Like, one of the things that I didn't know is that you were up for the role of Chandler Bing in Friends. Right?
Yes, yes.
But you had a horrible audition tape that they never
ended. Yes, I blew the audition. Well, yeah, that has become part of the lore, was that, oh, John Cryer could have been Chandler Bing. And actually, I point out in the book that, honestly, Matthew Perry was amazing in that part.
Right.
And I don't know that Friends would have been all that great if I'd have been on it. But, that was my little, Marta Kaufman, who produced that show, actually called me when that show was still called Six of One. It wasn't even called Friends yet.
Right, right.
That I got a shot at it is very intriguing to people. I also auditioned to be the Karate Kid. You know, I was not.
You would have been Daniel's son.
I would have been Daniel's son.
Mr. Miyagi.
Rob
was
a lot I'm sorry, what?
Oh, she's a,
good of an actor,
she's a Daniel's son. I thought it was for the role of Mr. Miyagi. I was so, oh, thank you. John, let me ask you.
A long time ago,
with blowing the audition for Karate Kid and for Friends, did you ever think about quitting acting at any point where you were like devastated that you're just not going to make it?
There was a time when I thought, oh gosh, I'm going to have to do something else because I was I had a 3-year stint where I barely got any work. I did an episode of The Practice. I did a Becker.
So, how did you, when you're like in the low part, how did you motivate yourself just to keep going? I mean, tell yourself, do you have a mantra or something? Like, you know, if they knock you down or something like that?
I actually did start keeping a list of my good calls list, which was stuff that I turned down that turned out terrible.
Okay.
You ever audition for a Western?
I did the closest thing I came to a Western was a movie called Dudes. And by the way, there is most of the movies I did could be also great gay porn titles. at any rate,
what are you writing in that movie?
Here's what I have a question for you,
okay.
Because after reading your book, even though you read it to me, what I thought was kind of surprising is that you played the role of Ducky in Pretty in Pink, but they didn't even originally want you. They wanted Robert Downey Jr.
Well, actually, Molly Ringwald wanted Robert Downey Jr. That was the thing. And obviously, you know, he hasn't been very successful since then. So, you know, obviously their wisdom was borne out. One issue when I was cast was that she ceased to see Ducky as a truly romantic interest at that point. She felt like if Robert Downey Jr. had been cast, she could have seen it romantically. But once I was cast, she was like, I'm not into him. So that might have been why our romantic chemistry was lacking.
John, how long have you been up already? I mean, are you a morning person? Because you sound pretty chipper.
I am so caffeinated, it's not even funny.
Do you have a morning schedule? I mean, what time do you normally get up, and what do you do first thing in the morning?
I get up at 6 because I have a 5-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
I'm up, and I'm feeding our dogs and then feeding our fish.
Yeah. When do you guys eat?
After the dogs and fish. But before the kids are up, my son and my daughter get up.
What do you make?
They're eating at 7.
What do you make them?
My wife generally is the breakfast cooker, and it is generally eggs, bacon, cereal, bagels, you know, the usual.
Sounds delicious.
The usual. John, I was curious, too, because reading your book, you're obviously busy, busy, did 12 seasons of Two and a Half Men. What do you do, because I don't know that you got into it too much on in your book, but what do you do for downtime? Like, do you have any hobbies?
No.
Just work.
I mean, the show was so crazy for so many years that we were just barely holding on by a thread, you know, just trying to keep that thing together. I didn't do much. I did a film called Hit by Lightning, you know, I mean, but it was really
hard.
Wait,
so even on your downtime, you're working. There's no leisure time, no hobbies.
Yeah, I don't, there's not much that I do.
Do you have a hobby? Are you athletic at all, John?
Not anymore.
I thought once you had that, you always had that. That goes away.
I had a period in my mid, around 45 when all of a sudden I decided to be a badass. You know, I was actually around 42 where I started doing triathlons and I was playing Ultimate Frisbee and I was, you know, I was trying to,
Is Ultimate Frisbee where you have to throw the Frisbee to those chain things? Is that Ultimate Frisbee where you throw it to the chain?
That's Frisbee golf. Ultimate Frisbee is a lot more like football, but with a Frisbee.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. A lot of colleges play that.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
I think they're actually going to make Ultimate Frisbee an Olympic event.
Oh, come on.
You know, they should, because it's an amazing sport.
They take away softball and put in
exactly.
That. Come on.
Exactly. Who cares about softball? People care about Frisbee.
Who needs equestrian jumping, right?
Yes.
I mean, because really, who's the athlete in that particular
situation?
Exactly.
The horse is the athlete.
Oh, it is. It's the horse. I've always said that, John.
You have always said that.
I have always said
that. I don't know
why you're so
passionate.
I mean, give the horse the medal. John, thank you so much for joining us. It's been
Your book is awesome.
Next time, I want you to come down and hang out with us. That'd be a lot of fun, all right?
Happy to. That would be a blast.
Go pick up his book on Amazon.com, So That Happened, and follow John on Twitter at Mr. John Cryer. Are you pretty big on social media?
Yeah, I enjoyed the Twitter. It's fascinating. It took a while for me to get used to the horrible human beings every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly great people, and then just one horrible one. You're like, oh, that ruined my life.
What was the worst thing that you recall that someone tweeted about you or responded?
You know what? there have been just people just disturbed that I breathe air. That I'm taking valuable air from other people.
You know your true success when people hate the fact that you breathe.
That's
you've made it, John Cryer.
You've made it, John. Thank you so much for calling us. Yeah, definitely come in next time. John Cryer, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Love him.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah, book is so good.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it.
Who won Buzzword?
All I do is win, no matter what. I got money on my mind. I can never give you no fuck. And every time I step up in everybody has
a what's the score? 3-0. I got horse. I got golf. I got breakfast.
I got breakfast.
Mm. I go, what's your schedule in the morning? How'd I bait him into that?
What
do you cook?
And what do you cook?
What do you make? Well, he goes, well, for breakfast, I nailed it. I didn't go, what's the first meal of the day? I mean, that's baiting. Ha-ha. So look, everybody wins something. We got Pat, who had the word horse. Hello, Pat.
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Did you hear that, buddy?
I did. I liked that first one you threw out there. And what was he riding? He didn't grab it.
No, I'm the dude.
Did get buzzed on that. So, Pat, I'm going to give you a $50 gift card to Kobe Steakhouse and Lounge in Seal Beach.
Dude, awesome. Thank you, guys.
Stay on hold, Pat. We also have Corey, who had the word golf. Hello, Corey.
How's it going, Frank?
Did you like how I got there to the golf?
I really did, because I play golf and frisbee golf, but we call it disc golf. Frisbee's what you throw to a dog in a park, so it's all good.
I'm going to send you to see Jim Gaffigan at the Greek Theater July 25th.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks for playing. Stay on hold, Corey. And Vanessa had the word breakfast. Hello, Vanessa.
Hello.
Do you think I baited him into saying breakfast, or was that completely legit?
That was legit. I'll give it legit.
Thank you. All right. I'm going to give you a pair of tickets to the 10th Annual Ventura County Blues Festival.
What is it? I didn't hear you.
The Ventura County Blues Festival.
You'll love it.
Yeah, it's a great event.
Okay, great. That sounds like fun.
Thank you, Vanessa. Stay on hold. That was Buzzwords with John Cryer. Let's check on traffic. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.